Okay, even though we covered these dinim already, just a quick review of tonight and tomorrow, and then we'll continue where we left off after Afikayman. When you go home tonight, you have an obligation to do Bedikas Chametz. You're not allowed to eat a meal before Bedikas Chametz. You're not allowed to learn before Bedikas Chametz. You have to go home and right away do Bedikas Chametz. Now, when you do Bedikas Chametz in your house, you make a bracha in one room, and then you go around the house, all the places that you have to go to. If you didn't do Bedikas Chametz in your cars yet, and you're planning to use your cars on Chol HaMoed, so then you have to do Bedikas Chametz in the car also, because there is a place that you bring Chametz into. People have businesses, all those places need to have Bedikas Chametz tonight, or if you're able to do it like we learned already a few nights ago, you're able to do it without a bracha. After Bedikas Chametz, when you finish Bedikas Chametz, then tonight you do Bittul Chametz. You nullify the Chametz. Okay? That means the 10 pieces of bread that you put out and you collected, and the Chabad custom is we put in the feather and the beeswax candle, and when you tie it in the bag, you put the spoon in the bag also with the handle of the spoon protruding from the bag. You tie the bag. And don't tie it with aluminum foil, and don't wrap the 10 pieces of bread in aluminum foil, because it doesn't burn. Even plastic. The best thing is paper. Make sure you put it in 10 places. Make sure you find already. I already got a call from a guy. Obviously, he's way ahead of us time zone. That they put out 10 pieces of bread. They only found 9, and he doesn't know where the kid put it. So, the din is, and you have to be careful about this. It says, altogether, the chametz should have a kezias, an ounce. Why? Because then you get a mitzvah of burning chametz. Like this, under a kezias, bittul chametz, the nullification of the chametz helps. So if you want to really, really do the mitzvah properly, you need to have a kezias of chametz. So when you put out the 10 pieces of bread, altogether they should equal a kezias. But each piece should be much less than a kezias. And exactly for this reason. Because when the guy couldn't find the 10th piece of bread, it doesn't matter, because he's nullifying the chametz. A nullification of the chametz goes on the bread that's the chametz that's smaller than the size of a kezias. I mean, I'm not saying you have to really keep looking, but the bottom line, he said one of the kids put it somewhere and then the kid went to sleep and they don't know where it is. So that's the din. So altogether, you should make sure it's a kezias. Each piece individually should have less than a kezias. Now, if you put down 10 pieces of bread and you didn't find any of them, then you got a lot of problems. I mean, more than just got a lot of problems. Okay, now all the chametz that you're planning to eat tomorrow and Friday night and Shabbos morning, you have to make sure you put away in a safe place. Like it says in Halacha, the mice shouldn't come and schlep it and take it from one place to the next. Or today's modern day mice would be the little kids taking it from place to place. So you have to make sure that you put away all the chametz that you're planning to eat for tomorrow, Friday night, Shabbos morning. You have to put away in a safe place. Tomorrow morning, it's interesting. It's not Erev Pesach, so we do say Mizmor L'Seida tomorrow. We do say Mizmor L'Seida. The Nasi is Zeis Chanukah Samizbeach, but you don't see Yiratzin afterwards. And that's davening. Tomorrow you're allowed to eat chametz a whole day. Tomorrow you're allowed to cut your nails and take haircuts a whole day. Normally, Erev Pesach, you have to do all that before midday. Except nails, you're allowed to cut the rest of the day if you didn't cut them in the morning. But haircuts, on a regular Erev Pesach, if somebody didn't take a haircut in the morning, they can only take in the afternoon through a goy. A Jew wouldn't be allowed to give him a haircut Erev Pesach in the afternoon, because it's already a shtickle yomtiv. But now, tomorrow is not Erev Pesach, so therefore we say Mizmor L'Seida, and you can take cut nails and cut your hair all day. Now, I got a lot of calls about this. There are people that are saying you're not allowed to eat chametz tomorrow after midday because you might make a mistake every year. There's no basis for that in halacha. Because when the chametz is sold tomorrow, okay, let me just go back to the din. Tomorrow morning, the chametz is sold, and before, preferably before 11:58, but at least before 1 o'clock, you're supposed to burn the chametz. Before 1 o'clock, you have to burn the chametz. Best would be before 11:58. When you burn the chametz, normally, you nullify the chametz, and then you say that yihiratzen, you know, about the burning of the chametz. Tomorrow afternoon, you don't nullify chametz because you're still, I mean before noon, you're still using chametz. You can't nullify the chametz. We nullify the chametz, people have to remember, Shabbos morning, before 11:58, they have to remember to nullify the chametz, okay? But there's no reason, if you're careful, obviously you don't want to eat chametz all around the house, you're going to have to do b'dik chametz again. But there's no reason, especially because the way the mechira is, the way this selling goes, is a lot interesting, a lot, and how you exactly do the mechira in this situation. The way most people do the mechira is they do the mechira in the morning, regular time, but in the document it says, you add things in the document as follows. Number one, the selling is effective right before sundown, because people are going to be eating chametz tomorrow. Okay, so number one, so you can't sell the chametz, because if the chametz is already the goy, anything you're going to eat tomorrow afternoon, the chametz you're going to be stealing from the goy. Which, by the way, stealing from a goy is biblically forbidden, contrary to Jewish belief. Stealing from a non-Jew is biblically forbidden. So therefore, the mechira, it says, in the shtar mechira, it's written in, by hand, obviously, that the mechira takes effect right before Shki. In fact, you write time approximately, like we're here, we're going to write 7 o'clock. That's when the sale takes effect. Plus, I write it inside the shtak document also, but at least you verbally make up with the goy that what people are planning to eat on Shabbos, you know, Friday night challah, Shabbos morning challah, is not included in the sale. Therefore, based on that, you have to make sure to finish that challah that you're eating, because you have leftover, you have to flush it down the toilet. You can't have a big challah like this. What are you going to do with it? Put it into the chametz. The chametz is really already sold. I personally write in the document that the chametz that you're eating Friday night and Shabbos day is not included in the mechira, but any leftover chametz from what you're eating is included in the original sale. Huh? Yeah, it's a deal when you make the mechira. It doesn't matter. The mechira, you can make a deal in the mechira. You can make it tonight. Come on, you can't make it by kedushin and getting, you don't make it tonight. Huh? One minute. That's another issue. There's a lot of poskim. Many poskim hold. And most people don't do it like that. But the Teres Chesed, a bunch, maybe 10 other poskim hold, that you can even make that the mechira, the sales effective Shabbos morning. You're not allowed to make any acquisitions on Shabbos. So a lot of those poskim hold that because you're not making any kinyan on Shabbos, you're not making any acquisitions on Shabbos, everything is done Friday. You're just making a condition in the sale that the sale becomes effective Shabbos after the, you know, when the time comes for benefiting from chametz. But the bell, most poskim hold it, and this is the way most people do today. They write in the shtar that the mechira is effective right before Shabbos, except what people are planning to eat. So the best thing is people should taka finish whatever they're planning to eat chametz Friday and Shabbos morning. They should taka finish it.
Even though you included what you included in the shtar?
Huh?
Even though you included...
If there's leftover, yeah, but it's still better. No, it's still better to fit whatever is left over to throw down the toilet.
You have a lot of food. I mean, make a Shabbos meal sometimes.
So I'm saying, so it's the best thing is taka not to have a lot of food, but the food that you're eating, finish. Yes, sir.
So then you do bittul on Shabbos, so we're doing bittul tonight.
Yeah, but we always do bittul twice. Okay. The night of B'dikas Chametz, and then the bittul of the day.
Right?
Right? Yeah. The bittul at night, listen, the bittul at night is for Chametz that we know. The bittul that we do during the day by burning chametz is what we know, what we don't know, everything is bottled. The main, 1 second, relax. Sablonut. The main bittul b'chlal, normally in a normal year, is when you burn the chametz. Why do we do bittul the night of B'dikas chametz then? So why do you do it twice? Let's do it then. So Shulchan Aruch says, because during the day a lot of people are not home, during the day, they might forget. So therefore, when they do bedikas chametz, they're not going to forget. So we do it at night to play it safe. But there's chametz that the 10 pieces of bread, and the chametz you're going to be eating at Pesach in the morning. So the main bit, but today, tomorrow, this year, you can't do bittel chametz tomorrow when you burn the chametz. Because you're still eating chametz Friday night and Shabbos morning. So the bittel is done in the proper time, Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos, before it, LA time, 11:58.
Why can't you burn it on Friday with the condition that it won't be effective?
No, because it's not a... So you might as well do it in the right time. Mechidi have no choice.
So we do chametz twice?
Tonight.
Tonight?
And Shabbos morning.
What about when we burn the chametz?
No, you don't. When you burn the chametz this year, you don't do bittel. You just see Yiratzin over there with the, you know...
Can you do tomorrow also? Is it bad?
So you do that bittel on Shabbos?
You could do bittel every day.
When you eat chametz, you light the fire and look in a regular year.
No, you don't.
You don't need to keep the Shabbos on.
Yeah, but if you burn the chametz early, you do bittel chametz, you know, shouldn't be eating any chametz.
The meal is Pesach Tikkun meal tomorrow.
Generally speaking, what people do is tomorrow night they eat the Pesach Tikkun meal. They have two chalas. They eat it off by the side.
Pita,
chal, whatever, it doesn't crumble.
You can burn the chametz tomorrow and any time during the day, right?
Because in Shchun Arach, the Alter Rebbe brings down, that lechatchi, you could technically burn it a whole day, but it's preferred to burn it before midday, that people should not separate. This last year I did it, next year I'll do it like that also. Before 11:58, you should burn the chametz. Or the Alter Rebbe says before midday, which is 1 o'clock. Okay, that's with the practical things.
So on Shabbos we do the bittel again.
Yes, sir. We do the bittel again.
Okay, thank you.
Oh my God, what's that? What's that? It says in Halacha. I'll tell you, this you're going to like this Eitza. You probably do this Eitza. It says in Halacha, Shaloshudis, those that eat Shaloshudis. You have to eat something. Even we eat something for Shaloshudis. Yeah, believe it or not, yeah. You have to eat something. We don't wash necessarily, but we eat something. So it says that what do you do with the third meal? Technically, you should be eating it normally after midday. So over there, he says you could be Eitza with fruits, with things that are not chametz, you can't eat chametz. You're not allowed to eat, so you eat minyatagim. Well, basic dika food, basically. Or other poskim say another eitzah what you could do. When you wash in the morning, after davening, right? You daven early, 7:30. Don't forget 7:30 shachris. Okay, then you go home and you make kiddush, eat the challah. Then many poskim hold, if you're really fanatic, shalashidus guy. So then, what you do is you bench in the morning. You wait a half an hour, and then you wash again. Well, you have to finish before the Zman. No, the Zman eating is 10:55. Yeah, 10:55.
How much time do you need between the two meals?
Half an hour. Because you're going to bench wash. I mean, so you wait a half an hour, it says in Allah. Poskim say you wait a half an hour and then you can wash again. That's if you're fanatic to wash after for Shaloshud.
If you're not eating chametz, then you drag the 10:55.
Can you what?
And make it long. You're not eating chametz. You're having a Pesach.
No, 1 second. If you eat, if you're washing, let's say, Shabbos morning, yeah?
Right.
You wash for bread, challah. Or pita, whatever, yeah? And then in the corner. As long as you stop eating chametz by 10:55, yeah? 10:55, you can stop eating chametz at 10:45. You go rinse your mouth, make sure there's no chametz left. Then you can continue eating the Pesach Tikkun meal until... Do whatever you want. And you can do bittel chametz even in the middle of the meal. Because now you're eating Pesach Tikkun food. It's not a problem.
Okay, so tomorrow is the Yehi Ratzon. Shabbos morning is the...
Bittel. Right. Okay, let's go back to the where we left off yesterday. We were discussing the Afikayim, and the last thing we said, the minig is to eat two kezesim of Afikayim, one for the carbon paste and one for the mat to eat them with it. Now, after Afikayim, you bench, obviously, you're not supposed to eat anything after the Afikayim. Technically, you could drink water. Our minig is not to drink anything besides the last two cups. We don't drink anything until you go to sleep. That you should go to sleep with the taste of the Afikayim in your mouth.
Before Chatzos.
The first night, we try to do it before Chatzos, which is 12:58. 12:58 is Chatzos.
Not the whole
night, like, No, they're Misapim B'Yetzias Mitzrayim. They weren't eating the Afikayim. Then after Afikayim in your bench, then starts the Shvei Chamoscha. Okay? So now there's an interesting thing. When do you pour Kais Shel Eliyahu? Do you pour it before benching or after benching? Because right after benching, you drink the third cup and then you get ready to open the door. So the Rebbe writes in the Haggadah, interestingly, that normally in Chabad, the custom was to pour it after benching. You finish benching, then you drink the third cup, and then you poured Kaishal Eliyahu. The Rebbe writes, except certain times, the Rabbeim would pour it before benching. But in the last many, many years, and therefore that became our custom officially, the Rebbe poured it before benching. The last many years.
Before
benching. So now, officially, the minig is that we pour it before benching. You pour it Kaishal Eliyahu, and you pour the third cup Kaishal Eliyahu, and then you bench. After benching, you finish the third cup, and then you go with a candle, because it's not Shabbos, you go with a candle, and you open the door for Eliyahu HaNavi, and you say Shrei Chamascha, and then you go back to your seat. You don't drink Kesh Eliyahu. Well, officially, what you do with the wine, and pour it back into the bottle.
Some people have a minute, they drink.
No, you're not allowed to drink Kesh Eliyahu, because then you're adding on to the four cases.
What do we do with that wine?
Of Kesha Lilio?
Yeah. Are we saving it?
No, you pour. Don't spill it out. You pour it back into the bottle.
Are we cool?
Now, what some people do is you pour a little bit of wine into it, okay, just to make it not blemished, so to speak, in case Lilio never did drink from it. Where are you running? And then you pour it back into the... By the Rabbeim, yeah, I was never there paid for by the Seder. I never merited. I was always home, but whatever. But they say when the Rebbe poured back at the end of the Haggadah, the end of the Seder, they would pour back, the Rebbe would pour back the cup of Eliyahu HaNavi into the bottle. And the minig is we sing Keliyata when it's done. Everybody sings Keliyata when you're pouring the wine back into the bottle. But by the Rebbe, the guys that were there, it's printed already all over the place. There was a whole Avodah going on. The Rebbe poured from the bottle to the cup, from the cup to his cup, to the bottle to this. It was a whole, they saw it was something going on. But it was all, it took an extended period of time. And the Rebbe finally put it back into the bottle.
This we do at the very end.
At the very end of the Seder.
So the Rebbe was saying anything when he was
doing. He wasn't saying anything, but. Okay, let's go. Machat Shinitomai Tomei Machavei Bamayin Kim Shivalagal Tei Rav Hanan.